All right, it's 808 on Sports Radio 610, John and Lance. And now, this hour, it is going to be the Texas A&M Texas Hour. Joining us in studio for the entire hour, brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates, Coach Slocum Automobile. Coach, welcome to the show.
Ooh, ooh, can I, that's a great song right there. Wow. All these girls in here, they're having a big time this morning. We got all the Trevor Will and Fran girls in here. It's a big time at Sports Radio 610.
This is a big day. Always the day before holiday time is always big. It's festive here. And, Coach, this has been a tough, tough season for you. Personally, losing four home games. This has been a tough one with a lot of pot bangers out there. You're going to go out big with a win against Texas on Friday.
Well, we are. I think right now, you know, our defense is playing outstanding football. You know, and we got guys out there. We can stop pretty much anybody. So I really don't know how the Longhorns are going to move the ball against us this week.
Well, they got that Heisman, Trophy candidate, Chris Sims, a quarterback, so I think that they got a shot.
Well, that's right. And I was looking in the paper today, and he only needs a couple of thousand yards to pass Peter Gardier and James Brown and Major Applewhite. So he's going to go down as one of those great Longhorn quarterbacks, and he's truly legendary.
Yeah, just a couple thousand to pass James Brown and Peter Gardier.
That's it. James Brown was one of the most efficient passers in the history of college football.
You get that one, that big win against Nebraska. That's one more big win against the top 10 opponent.
I don't know if you saw that pass to that tight end.
That's right.
One, big play. John McAvick called.
Johnny McAvick. Roll left. That's probably, you know, besides some of the, the great players from Eric Barsegan and Mr. Rockney, I think that's right up there with him.
Right there with that play. That was a pretty darn good call. Now, Coach, you and McAvick have had it in for each other in the past.
We talk about that. I mean, you got a little feud with him.
Well, we have. We've had seen our differences back there, and the one time it's much publicized. We've talked about it here, where he got a little lippy. We had to lay his ass out. But since then, we've recovered. I've talked to John the past few weeks, and he got over the mutiny thing out there. He's secured his job out of Arizona.
That. The players went to the AD and tried to get rid of him and signed a petition.
Pretty secure in his job over there.
He is. He's feeling secure. You know, there's a lot of us out there. We're real secure in our job right now. We got the fan support. We got the player support. And so everything's good and out in Arizona. You know, they got a chance to be 4-8 this year. And Dick Tomey and all the former coaches and staff out there, they're really pleased with what he's doing out there in Cactus Country.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, it seems like they're really pleased. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, your old nemesis, and I guess y'all have worked your differences out, you and Coach McAvick. And
well, one of the problems that, he's facing is, like we mentioned, Dick Tomey. You know, is hanging out over there. You know, here, Coach Dana Dimmel, head coach Yeoman over him. You know, Coach Mac Brown has got Daryl Royal. You know, and you.
You don't have anybody. Well, you don't have anybody. Jackie Sherrill's not there. But what if you were to be replaced and asked to stay along? I know it's not going to happen, Coach Slocum Automobile. But what if you were to be replaced and somebody else came in and you were still at the university? Would you do everything in your power to help the new coach along? You wouldn't.
Or backstab him as much as you possibly could, Coach.
Absolutely. I think it's all about support, and that's the problem these days when people get moved around, all the speculation starts going around. You know, you got Francione rumors and everything. I'll tell you what, you know, the rumors up in Dallas, I can't stop them. You know, Jerry Jones is, you know, he's calling me. He's wanting, Campo's a flaming idiot up there. He can't win a game, and they want me to come up there, you know, go 9-7 every year, you know, go to the first round of playoffs, get beat. I think those fans, they'd be happy if they had a coach that could do that up there.
Right.
You're going to bring the Gulf Coast offense up there?
Well, we may. You know, the blue and silver, they got the star on the helmet. They need some offense. So we're going to get a guy like Mark Ferris up there. I think he can handle it.
Spurrier did that with he brought his guys into Washington. If you were to move to the Dallas Cowboys, you could bring some guys in, Ferris.
Spurrier brings his guys in. That always works. Rick Pitino brought his. Any kind of coach goes from college to pros, brings his guys in. That always works well.
Yeah.
That's right. Bucky called me the other day. He's ready to get back in the mix. You know, he's going to work off that spare tire. He said once he gets that done, he's ready to go.
So you think the Cowboys would take Mark Ferris to the first or second rounder?
Well, Mark Ferris is going to go high in the draft, boys. I mean, the scouts have come in there. They got the Titans guys down there, Cowboys. He's a highly sought-after guy. He can throw with either hand, and he can be a punter, a wide receiver. He's the next slash-type guy.
He's that kind of athlete.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. How come you haven't used him more, Coach? Are you saving him for a pro career? Or?
Well, we've known all along we're going to go face a tough ACC team, hopefully, out in Orlando. So we had some health problems, and here it is right now. You got Reggie McNeil goes down, and, you know, Ferris, he's only a play away now from getting back in the ball game.
So even though you're a third stringer, you really are a play. Right. You're like a play away once another guy gets hurt.
Right.
Well, that's true. And he's over there. He's got his ball cap on. He's signaling in the sidelines. You know, his role right now is unbelievable. It's a tough role. And so, you know, not everybody can be the golden boy, you know. And you say a lot about Chris Sims, but he does everything he has to do to be a champion. You know, let's not talk about no touchdowns and 10 interceptions versus Colorado and OU. I mean, those things, put it past you. He, on their signature games this year, he's been out. He beat all the big guys. He beat Iowa State and Baylor, and they're looking at what they're 9-2 right now.
Well, is it this? Do you guys, does this remind you of anything? Mark Ferris goes and wins Coach Slocum on a mobile, a big galleryfurniture.com bowl victory.
And then the
and
next
then they
year,
toss him aside. Is this list like major?
Yeah, what's the deal with that, Coach? I mean, some people got on Mac Brown about the major Applewhite deal. And, he, you know, all he did was be successful. And then all of a sudden when he showed up in the bowl game, what a way to go out. Major went out as an MVP in a bowl game. Could we maybe see the return of Mark Ferris in the Humanitarian Bowl on the blue turf?
Well, it may happen. You know, unfortunately last year when Chris' finger fell on the turf and then in the championship game and Major had to come in and save the day. And that may happen. You know, if for some reason Dustin Long gets decapitated this week, I think we may have to play Mark Ferris. Now, he, you know.
If his head falls off?
Right, his arm was sore in September. So we're hoping that his arm's better by now, and he's got some of that tennis elbow out of his system.
So it was the elbow thing that it was an injury that brought him to the bench.
Well, yeah, if he'd been healthy, he'd been playing all year.
Right.
His elbow's been sore. He's, you know, that PlayStation 2 elbow he got over the summer. So we're hoping he gets healthy.
Has Ferris been a rabble-rouser like Major was?
Not at all. He's not holding up signs on the sideline with the boo sign. He has not hid Reggie McNeil's helmet under the bench all year.
That's what Major did with Chris Sims.
Right, that's right. It's the only reason Major got in that Big 12 championship game. Chris couldn't find his helmet, and he tried a big lineman's helmet on. He looked like a bobblehead doll. That didn't work.
Major always looks like he has a bobblehead doll.
Major, rabble
right. All right, let me tell you what we're doing this hour. Coach Slocum and the Mobile is here. But it's A&M UT Hour. We do this every year where A&M and UT fans get to come in, blow off some steam, maybe talk about why their team's going to win or maybe why their team's not going to win. And you can jump in right now. Lines are available, but this fills up quickly. So Aggies, Longhorns, and every once in a while we get these, you know, you get a Tech fan just trying to get right in the mix. We beat both of you. 713-572-7767. 713-572-7767. We'll work some crossfires in with Longhorns and Aggies on the line at the same time. If you have a question for Coach Slocum on a mobile, you can work that in too. Joe called early. Joe had a question for you early. So let's get Joe in here with Coach Slocum on a mobile. Joe?
Yeah, Coach Slocum, I had two questions. One about tradition and one about academics. I'm kind of new to the area. I was trying to find somewhere where I could figure out what a two percenter is.
Well, Joe, where'd you go to school, buddy?
I went to East Carolina.
East Carolina Pirates. That's a fine program out there. Big win over U of H last weekend. Sealed the fate of our good friend down there. Well, let me tell you, two percenter, those guys, they cut kind of long hair. They're wearing earrings. They're drinking beers at Dudley's Draw. And they are, the 98 percenters, they go next door to the Dixie Chicken. They got their boot kickers on. They're looking at the rattlesnakes, and they're playing dominoes. So, you know, those 2%. Also, there's some 2%ers out there banging on those keyboards on Tech Zags. They're pop bangers, and, you know, we're going to have some words with them. But I'll tell you, they're really helping my recruiting out there on Tech Zags by all those statements they're making, you know, coaching rumors. It's
helping you out, huh?
Well, the kids don't care. They don't read those boards. And, you know, we got 27
the
commitments.
The kids are never on the Internet these days anyway,
no,
I don't think.
No, not at all. They're not surfing sports sites. You know, they're looking at the girly pages and looking up you know, Tiffany.com, what's that girl's name? BritneySpears.com and seeing her big old boobies floating around. So what's your next question, Joe?
My next question, well, I was going to ask more about academics, but I guess instead, you know, I've noticed a trend in the college coaching ranks that these coaches seem to adopt a female name, and I was wondering what your name would be. You know, we have Kim, Dana, and Fran. What would your female name be to make yourself a little more successful?
Well, my good friends call me Arcelona. And, you know, that's only the people that are real close to me. And,
Barcelona?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yeah, that's an old, that's my grandma's name, and not people, many people know that. But that's what they call me. And but, Joe, you ever call me that? No, you better pack a lunch because it's going to be a long day.
818 on Sports Radio 610. All right, we got lines filling up right now. One line available, 713-572-7767. Jeremy and Mike will be the first two to go at it when we come back.
Well, we need to know, are you pro-Aggie? Are you pro-Texas?
Yeah, we need to know so we can...
So we can go back and forth. And bring your game today, okay? Because you could get slapped around pretty bad in here. It's Aggies versus Longhorns for the next 40 minutes right here on Sports Radio 610.